You've all had some experience with walking meditation, but now I want to talk a little bit about Bhikkhu Anālaya's approach to it. I mentioned yesterday that Bhikkhu Anālaya does not use and does not recommend using the breath as an intentional object when doing walking meditation or during daily activities. So I'd like to share his explanation for this, so you can understand his position. This is a quote from his Abiding in Emptiness, A Guide for Meditative Practice, his most recent book. Quote, "Even just being aware of the breath as such can be challenging as a daily life practice, simply because the process of breathing is a subtle phenomena and, at least when breathing is normal, not easily noticed. It requires some effort and often also some degree of focus. Yet, maintaining such a focus can easily interfere with other duties in an average life situation. Therefore, using just a focus on the breath as a foundation for the continuity of mindfulness in daily life is not a particularly easy option. If we wish to maintain a relationship to the breath outside of formal sitting, a better option would be to embed mindfulness of the breath in whole body awareness rather than cultivating an exclusive focus on the breath. In this way, attending to the breath would become merely part of being aware of the whole body, avoiding an exclusive focus and thereby becoming less challenging in daily life." Close quote. And as a clarification, I want to say that sometimes while walking, the breath may be the experience that is most prominent. But that's different from always focusing attention on the breath. So Anālaya takes walking meditation as a time for practicing whole body awareness or mindfulness of the whole body walking naturally. In his Satipatthana Meditation, a practice guide, page 12, he recommended, quote, "Natural walking and without artificiality. In fact, the naturalness helps to avoid going into autopilot mode. This can happen when we train ourselves to do something invariably in a particular manner. Natural walking is also what I would recommend for walking meditation by way of just resting in whole body awareness during the walking process. When walking, we just walk with our whole being." Close quote. So here at the beginning of mindfulness breathing practice, one of the things that we're giving attention to when walking is the changing nature of our bodily experience, not just in one location, such as the feet or the breath, but in the whole body. And the second thing we're giving attention to is the pleasant feeling of being in the present moment with our bodily experience of walking. Giving attention to the pleasant feeling of being in the present moment doesn't mean that we're constantly turning attention to looking for beautiful or unpleasant sights, sounds, smells, textures, and so forth. We notice those things, but we're being asked to notice the pleasant feeling of being mindfully present with whatever is occurring at the sense doors. Another way of saying this is that while we're walking, we're also mindfully guarding the sense doors from getting entangled in desire and discontent. So in this approach, walking meditation is a dynamic process of mindfully monitoring what's going on internally and externally. We just need to be mindfully aware of what's going on around us and how that's changing, as well as our internal bodily experience and how that's changing. And in this approach, we don't have to be afraid of acknowledging people who walk by us or whom we walk by. If they say something to us like, "Good morning," or "Hi," or "Beautiful day, isn't it?" It's okay to respond back. It's a way, actually, of cultivating and expressing metta, goodwill and friendliness. Of course, we are on retreat. We're trying to maintain some seclusion. So we should try to keep these interactions short. And when they are done, we mindfully monitor our minds. Is there any holding on or aversion in here? Am I able to be present with the next thing I'm experiencing? And then, particularly at this point in practice, there's no need to walk very slowly. Walk at whatever pace feels normal and appropriate for the circumstances. In this way, wherever you're walking, to the dining hall, your room, the meditation hall, or walking during a walking period, you can always be doing walking meditation. And you can walk without becoming a nuisance to the people around you. As some of you have probably experienced on retreat, this happens when people are walking very, very slowly and focused. As the retreat goes on and more tranquility develops, you may be inclined to walk more slowly, and that's fine when it's appropriate to the circumstances. So walk with mindfulness of your external situation, mindfulness of the changing nature of bodily experience, and also some awareness of the pleasantness of being mindfully present with that bodily experience. Now, go out and enjoy your walk.